Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am so thrilled because today I have with me Barbara Bamba, and Barbara is going to be featured in our latest book in the best-selling series, The Voyage to Your Vision, and I'm so excited to introduce her to you and have her share her vision with you. So, Barbara, welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here with you, and I truly appreciate it.
The honor is all mine. I'm thrilled that you are here, and I would love for you to start by just giving us a short bit about your background and what brought you to where you are today.
Well, my background. Well, Vicki, since the age of 8, I've always felt this inner feeling of being wealthy. Now, that could mean, you know, or be interpreted in different ways for different people, but I've always felt this inner fullness, or like there was something inside of me that needed to come out. There was something I was full of, and not, you know, the S-H-I-T word, but I'm full, and that there's some gifts in there that needs to come out. I wanted to share, and I could sing, and I could dance, I could act, and I had all these different talents as a young girl, and I recall my mother one day shouting to me and my two sibling brothers. We were in the room, and we were turning the lights on, and she told us to keep them off because, you know, her electric bill was going to be high. And I recall standing in the foyer of, you know, in our walkway, and she said, "Turn them lights off," in her southern accent, because we're poor. And I recall standing there at the age of 8, thinking to myself and saying out loud, verbalizing it, "I'm not poor. You may be poor, but I'm wealthy." And at the time, like, I felt that, and I've always felt that my entire life. So I've been striving for a number of years to become this successful person in life. You know, when I was younger, I wanted to be the youngest at whatever it is that I was doing. So as this diehard entrepreneur, I'm constantly striving, starting up this business or coming up with this new idea or this new venture. And it's been an awesome journey in terms of, you know, me being a creative person. But, you know, I've faced some challenges along the way in that I'm a broke creative person, you know? So.
Interesting. Well, tell me a little bit about how you see your vision. If you were just to look at the total vision of your being, what does that look like?
Well, the total vision, I see myself as a person who is here to inspire others, to help them, you know, go from point A to point B in their lives so that they also can, you know, live, I guess, in accordance with their vision, because it's so many, I see so many people now who are stuck in their lives. They're struggling and they're failing because they're out of alignment with their vision. So I think it's my bigger vision to help people get in alignment with that in some way.
Fabulous. So tell us a little bit more about how you're doing that now. How are you helping people getting in alignment with their vision?
After being stuck behind my computer for more than 57,000 business hours, as I stated earlier, I'm this diehard entrepreneur. And after being stuck for more than 57,000 hours over-consuming information products, trying to figure out how to market numerous failed startups in the age of just too much information and far too many options, I've created a program now, and I believe that the entrepreneur, too many heart-centered entrepreneurs are getting stuck. They're struggling financially, and they're failing, just flat-out failing during, you know, their time-sensitive pass-or-fail startup years. And so what I've done is created it's a workshop, actually, a one-day workshop, and it's titled Learn Before You Launch, because the goal is to, now that we are operating, or entrepreneurs are now operating in the age of information, we've got so much coming at us. And it's like this thousand-piece puzzle that you have to put it together. And a lot of entrepreneurs are now chasing after these, what I call, or what the industry calls, bright, shiny objects. And what happens is you end up wasting time. And when you are a startup entrepreneur, your time is critically important. That's the most critical time in your business, because you're either going to pass or you're going to fail those 8 quarters, you know, that you have during the startup the first 2 years. And 80% of small businesses, you know, that do fail, they do so within the first 2 years of business. And then you have the 95% of entrepreneurs that are struggling financially, meaning they earn less than $100,000 a year. And in my opinion, $100,000 a year is minimum wage for an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? That should be the minimum, the bare minimum that an entrepreneur who, you know, should be making, just like $10 an hour, is the minimum wage for a worker. That's just my opinion. So too many are failing. So I believe to help entrepreneurs avoid getting stuck behind their computers during their time-sensitive pass or fail startup years, I developed Learn Before You Launch to help them avoid that, so that they learn who, you know, I take them through the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, the how much, and the how to. And it's who are your assigned clients? These are that's an essential that you need to know before you start up. Who are your assigned clients? Meaning there are clients out there that will do business with you. But if you're not communicating in a way such that they resonate with you or can find you in your marketing language or in your, you know, your marketing efforts, you're not going to make that connection. So as a result, lack of clients in sales, you fail during the startup years. Then there's the what. What should you be saying in your sales conversations? A lot of entrepreneurs don't know, even down to the basic 30-second pitch or 30-second intro. We go out to networking meetings, we wing it. You know, we say this today. Someone else walks up to us and asks us the million-dollar question, we say something else. So we're not consistent, we're not confident, and people can pick up on that. Our clients are picking up on that, I guess, the not knowing, there's no confidence in what it is that we're saying, you know. And so who, what, when? When should we be out there marketing? A lot of entrepreneurs don't market, because they're either serving clients one-on-one or they're behind their computers. So, you know, when should you be out there? The program addresses that. Where should you focus your marketing now in today's information age where there's too many options, far too many options. You've got Facebook marketing, Twitter marketing, YouTube marketing, video marketing, SEO marketing, SMS marketing. Who's to know? So you're stuck figuring all this stuff out. And then there's why. Yeah. So, I mean, it goes on and on, Vicki. And like I said, over the years, I've been just, like I said, stuck trying to figure these things out. And then now finally, I believe the universe has gifted me, Source has gifted me with this vision. Hey, Barb, it's learn before you launch. You don't want people wasting valuable business development hours during their startup years, because if they do, the clock's going to run out like it has for, you know, so many, as well as myself. And I believe that's why the small business failure rate within the first 2 years is so high. So it's a goal of mine to see if I can decrease it just a tad bit, you know, or a lot. Let's see if we can like bring those numbers down.
Yeah, that's a fabulous, fabulous goal. So what do you see are some of the biggest mistakes that maybe you've learned that you've made in your past and that you see people that you're working with and helping make?
People, they don't, again, identify who their client, their assigned clients are. They're when heart-centered, as a heart-centered or mission-driven entrepreneurs, I call it, we have this, I think, the Jesus complex. And the reason I call it the Jesus complex is that we think that we can save the world. And even Jesus knew who he came to save. You know what I mean? So it's like he had a target market, but yet and still entrepreneurs, we go out and we, you know, who's your audience? Who's your target? Oh, I can help anybody, everybody. No, that's not the case. You have assigned clients. There's so many marketers right now. Everybody's talking about this big list. Oh, I need a big list in order to make it. But think about it. Maybe 20% of the people who are on your list are your assigned clients. Those are the people who buy from you, who will do business with you. And then you have 80% who's just on your list. And you're trying to convert them, but they may not be your assigned clients, perhaps not at that particular time. So what do you do with them? You just go around with this big list, dragging this big list, you know. So like I said, people get stuck behind their computers because they don't know where to start when it comes to marketing their unique calling in the age of too much information and too many options. We don't know what to say in our sales conversations. We don't know where we should be focusing our marketing or why we need to exalt our marketing. This is critical in today's age. Why people don't know, entrepreneurs aren't aware that they need to exalt their marketing, meaning now in today's market, everybody's so in information procrastination mode, and it's almost like they're bound to it. They're bonded. You're like in a bondage, this information bondage where you can't make a decision. Okay, if I go to a networking meeting and I give you my business card and 10 other people give you their business cards and we all do the same thing, you can't make a decision because you've got too much information. So you won't make a decision. So now I become an option, you become an option, she becomes an option, and the poor consumer is probably bleeding or needing some kind of help, but they can't make a decision. So you need to kind of, instead of competing in the marketplace on price or, you know, becoming a commodity, I think we have to, like, elevate ourselves as entrepreneurs to show that we are the specialist in our specific niches and go out there and attract our clients through an authentic, you know, voice, whatever that may be for, you know, each one of us. But I think we have to do it because the consumers are suffering because we're not showing up. We're stuck. So if I don't get out there with my message, can you imagine how many people will continue to stay stuck, struggle and fail in their lives as a result of me not showing up.
Yeah, I believe in that. So that's so true, Barbara. And I think, you know, the whole concept of finding your authentic self, I interviewed a fantastic neuroscientist one time, and she was saying that no one can take our place in the world. No one is like us. No, and so it actually leaves a hole in the world when we play it small and we don't contribute our true self and our full magnificent self. When we play it smaller, we don't play it true. No one else can fill that hole. It leaves a hole in the world. And I thought that that was so powerful. So I really want to thank you for bringing that up, because I think that it's really key. I was wondering, how do you help people find their authentic self? Some people, as you say, are so distracted and so lost. It's hard in our busy world to know when we're really true, and when maybe we're just caught up in other things or caught up in competition with other people in business. So how do you help people find that authentic voice?
You know, Vicki, I believe it is when we truly look at who we are and in relation to our assigned clients. When you figure out who your assigned clients are, or through that assigned client profile, what you find is that your assigned client is actually a version of you. It's almost like a mirror image, because what I believe, God takes us through our own unique journeys. And like I said, I had all these different talents and all these different abilities to, you know, as a trainer, as a coach. You know, I worked for Temple University for 6 years as a senior workforce development trainer. So I was out there helping people get ready for the workforce. And I enjoyed that work. But I could also do, you know, we would go out and do leadership workshops, diversity workshops. It's easy to pick up a book, research a topic, and then regurgitate it for money, right? Teaching people leadership skills. But when you come full circle and he kind of brings you into your own, you stop that. You start to look at your flaws and you start to look at who you really are. Where are you? And I had to really take inventory of my life, because I had gone through a divorce. I lost my home. And things started happening. Why? Because I wouldn't go out and get a real job. Why? Because I'm so connected to my passion and I'm so driven by my passion that I've tried to assimilate. I've tried to fit in and be like everybody else. Just get a job, Barb, and be happy. It doesn't work for me. So when all these things happen, you go through this journey and you start to take inventory of who you are and where you are. And I did that at a point in my life right after the divorce, when I had to pick up the pieces. And I started saying, well, okay, I used to be this workforce development, senior workforce development trainer for Temple University and blah, blah, blah. You know, and all that stuff sounds important, titles and all that. But I said, who am I now, post-economic breakdown in this country? Who am I now? Where am I? Okay, I'm a single mom, now single mother of four children. I'm on welfare. I have to get food stamps to provide for my kids. My house was threatening foreclosure at the time. It is now in foreclosure. I'm back home. I had to move back home with my mother in an inner city row home from our suburban home that we lived in. So I looked at where I am now, and it's like, okay. And then I started to think, okay, well, you're here because you're stuck. All these things are happening because you're stuck behind your computer. And then one day the light bulb comes on. Okay, well, Barb, instead of trying to go out doing a leadership workshop or a workforce development workshop, why not get real with yourself and what is it? And then somehow, I don't know, Vicki, it was just divine revelation or inspiration. It just dropped in my head. Learn before you launch. People need to learn. Now that we're in this information age, you have to learn certain things, critical essentials, before you launch your business, or you're going to fail, because there's so much out there now. So when you, I guess, settle into that, get out of the competition, and then your assigned clients, when you get in alignment with who you are, you're going to attract your assigned clients, because there are people out there who are hurting, just like you, or who resonate with your story, who's gone through divorce, who's going through divorce. We've all gone through crises. But I think those crises are now trying to shape us and help us bring forth these gifts that we are supposed to give to other people who are going through it as well. But only a select few of us are going to take the time to package it up and put it in a system, a program, so that the masses can take bite-sized pieces of it. So, you know, and then they can now have that same transformation in their lives. So I believe when we really start to let go of the defenses of who we are or who we once was, yes, remember who you were. You're great. You're wonderful. Flaws and all. It doesn't matter. You're going to fall. We all fall. But those things are there to teach us lessons so that we get back up and we become stronger as a result. And I think that's when we don't have to worry about the competition, because you have assigned clients out there with just waiting for you to show up. I don't have to worry about, you know,
Oh, that is so beautiful. So if you were to give everyone out there tips that want to really learn how to make their authentic contribution in the world, what would be a couple of really important tips that you would give them to get started?
To get started, if you're an entrepreneur and you feel you have a calling on your life to do something or to help people, and you want to really get yourself out there and get your name out there, you're going to have to do, I believe, 7 things. The first thing you're going to have to do is get clarity. Get 5% clarity. And the reason I say 5% is because only 5% are successful in the marketplace. You know, that's a small number compared to the earlier 95% who are struggling financially, the 80% who fail. So we have 5% of entrepreneurs really out there who are really making it. And they're out there with the masses. They're in their unique place. They own their space. So if you want to do that, you're going to have to get clarity first, because there's so much out there. Get clarity. 5% clarity, though. In the age of too much information, you only need 5% clarity. You need to know what works. What's working for the top 5%? That's it. Get clarity. Get branded. You're going to have a brand, because you are your unique brand. So somehow you're going to have to package it up, package you up, or whatever this transformation is that you provide or help people, package that up into your own unique brand so that you can claim your space out there that no one else would be able to compete with. Get clarity, brand it, get packaged. Now you want to get packaged so that you can go out there and promote it. And I believe the best way to promote, now that I've learned or have been behind my computer figuring this stuff out, is through speaking, public speaking. And when you're out networking, these are your sales conversations, but you're going to have to learn how to speak in a way such that you are selling people into this transformation that you provide, not just out there talking about how great you are and how many degrees you've earned. And they don't want to hear that. People are hurting. They want to hear how you can help them. So you're going to have to tweak the sales. So get packaged so that you're out there promoting the right messages. And then you're going to need partners. All the top 5%, when I looked, I was out there scouring the internet and trying to figure out, well, who's the most successful and who's doing this thing right? And I look at the ones who's doing it right. They all have partners who give them awesome testimonials, joint venture opportunities to get their word out in a bigger way, a faster way. So you're going to need partners. And then you're going to need practice. You're going to have to practice your sales conversation. So you're going to get practice, and then you're going to, what I call, get the weight off. Now, to get the weight off, it's physical weight, but it's also mindset weight. Whatever it is that's weighing you down, holding you back, you know, oh, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too this. That's been me. I feel like I have to have this perfect image before I go out there. And that stuff keeps you stuck. I'm not going to be perfect. I'm overweight, and I'm going to be overweight when I show up on that stage, when I do my first workshop that's coming up soon. You know what I mean? So I'll worry about all that other stuff later, but you're going to have to get the weight off. Stop worrying about the stuff that's holding you back or keeping you from putting it out there. And then get the word out. So those are the seven. Get clarity, get 5% clarity, get branded, get packaged, get partners, get practice, get the weight off so that you can get the word out. That's the learn before you launch formula. Before you say, I'm in business, you need to go through that process so that you are not wasting your precious time and valuable business development hours during your startup years.
Oh, Barbara, that is so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Time with you has just flown by, and I know people would really like to know how they could connect with you. Do you have a website where people could connect and get to know more about this fabulous wisdom you have to share?
Yes, they can connect with me online at www.learnbeforeyoulaunch.com. And it's the letter U, learn before the letter U, launch.com.
Beautiful. Barbara, thank you so much for being with us today. It's just been a pleasure, and it has been you're a great source of knowledge for all entrepreneurs. So I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Vicki. It's been my pleasure.
And for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and global communities and broadcasts, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.